We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Nida, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Tes. V'alkein Iker Taro Shel Anida Hu B'mayim. Based on what we've been learning till now, we'll understand why the main purification of a Nida is in water, the water of the mikveh. Ze Bechinas Mashnemer B'mayim Ranal. This corresponds to what Rabbein Azal writes over there in Likutei Moran, Torah Tezayin, that this halacha is based on, v'nofutz mayo mitreus here, that water comes forth from the two nostrils, v'have kitrei mavre de sura, like the two rivers of sura. And Rabbein Azal explains this over there in his context. Now Rabbein Nosson Zal is going to show the connection. Shal yidei meme hadas sheizgalu lo'osid, through the waters of Sechel that are going to be revealed in the future. We know that when the Torah speaks about Sechel, it usually refers to this pasuk, Ki mole ho'oretz deos Hashem kamayim layam echasim. The world will be filled with understanding of Hashem like water that covers the ocean floor. So we have this term, Meimei Hadas. So through this Meimei Hadas that's going to be revealed in the future, Al yidei ze yizbatlu hu'anonin demechasyon alaynin. That will eliminate the clouds that cover the eyes. The eyes represent chachma sechel. The clouds that cover the eyes, we learned earlier, refer to the klipos of Esav and Yishmael. The Zohar HaKadosh refers to them as clouds that cover the eyes. They're the leaders of the 70 nations. The 70 nations are split up into two halves, 35 and 35. Yishmael is considered leader over 35, and Esav over the other 35. Ve'oz lo yitzdarech levatel midveikusoy. And then in the future, when these klipos will become botel, then there'll no longer be a need for a person to take a break from dveikus. We had mentioned earlier that nowadays, even the greatest tzaddik, if he wants to be dovuk tashem 24/7, it can create major problems. Number one, physically he can't handle it. Number two, on a spiritual level, if he tries to do that, the sitra achra gets very nervous and the klipos will try to get involved. But we're told that in the future, when there'll be this tremendous revelation of das and the klipos will be eliminated, then there'll no longer be a need to interrupt the dveikus. V'ze b'chinas meimei hamikvah. That's the concept of toiveling in a mikvah. Shehim b'chinas meimei hadas sheizgal elosid. The mikvah waters symbolize the waters of das that are going to be revealed in the future. Shaideze mavirin hoanonin demechasin aleinim, which is what eliminates those klipos, those clouds that cover the eyes. Shehem bechinas dam nidois, which are associated with dam nida. V'alkein, al yedei hamayim elu niteres hanido mitumosa. Therefore, it's these waters, these mikveh waters, which correspond to this great revelation of das, which will remove the klipos. And the klipos are synonymous with dam nida. So the mikveh water also removes the dam nida. It purifies from the dam nida. Because through these waters, those clouds that cover the eyes, shehem hakfirois, which represent lack of emuna, they are eliminated. Va'oz niteres emuna, and then the emuna becomes purified. V'nizchasko kebatchila, it's restored to its original full strength. Va'oz yecholo lehischapirem doida, and then the woman who represents the emuna can be united with her beloved, with the husband who represents the das, the sechel. Lekabel im hasechel, legaloi sulohilid hasoga selukusis boroboilam. To receive, together with the Sechel, a revelation of new Hasoga Selukus, new understanding of Hashem. Va'oz Yiskayim, and then there is fulfilled the Posuk Vohyo Ur Alavono Koir Hachama, that the light of the moon will rise to become like the light of the sun. The two will join together, the moon being the female, the sun being the male. Kidam Nidoi Subchinas Miut Hayoreach Kiyadua. Because the concept of the flow of blood in a woman, this impurity in the woman, corresponds to the defectiveness of the moon, the miut hayoreich, it's called, the fact that the moon sometimes seems to lose its light. V'alkein stam vest mechoidish lechoidish. And this is why the standard period by a woman is 30 days from month to month, showing the connection. Ki b'kol chodesh nismatas v'nismala kiyadua. In every month, the moon becomes smaller and becomes filled out. It goes through 15 days and 15 days. And so too, in the case of the woman, she goes through a period of impurity and a period of purity. V'oz yiskayim ki simole horetz deyas Hashem kamayim le'amechasim. And then, in the future, and then when the mikvah, when the woman toivels in the mikvah, then we fulfill this pasuk, that this filling out of the das, like the water that covers the ocean floor. Ki kishu emuna tohiro ukedoisha v'chazoka, because when the emuna is pure and holy and solid, v'soymech al emunosoi levad, b'li shum sechol, b'li shum yiduya klal, and the person is willing to rely on faith alone without any seichel, without any idea, because that's where they're up to right now. They don't have any idea. They don't understand. And even though they don't understand, they're willing to rely on their emunah alone. Oz zoichel odas es Hashem. Then Hashem rewards the person, and the person is zoichel to understand Hashem. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, ve'rastichli be'emunah v'yodat es Hashem. I wed myself to you with faith, and then I'm zoichet to understand Hashem. We mentioned earlier that this applies on both levels. When a person is first starting out in Yiddishkeit, a person has to know that the beginning has to be emuna. They're not going to understand. They're not going to have answers to their questions right away. And if the person is going to try to understand, they're not going to get anywhere. They have to just try to blank the registers and to be accepting, trusting, willing to listen, willing to start off with a certain degree of trust. If a person starts out that way, that gives them the ability to learn, to get to the das. That's in the beginning, and this also applies each and every single time a person wants to go up a level. Each and every time a person is trying for a new hasaga, a new level of das, they always have to start off with emunah. Vayi'erev, vayivoyker, yoimechad, we mentioned the cycle. According to the Torah, is first there's darkness, then there's light. First there's emunah, then there's yediyah. Paragraph Yud, va'ayin b'maymar boyel paroi. Rav Nosson Zal says, take a look in chapter 64 in Likutei Moran. Me'inyan cholol haponui, how Rav Nosson explains over there the topic of cholol haponui. Sheshom tzrichim rak emunah. There, Rabbein Ezal addresses different kinds of questions. He says there are two types of questions about religion. There are questions that come from Shvira Sakelim, and there are questions that come from Cholol Haponui. Theological questions could be coming from one of those two places. The questions that come from Shvira Sakelim, those questions can be answered, even in this world. And it's about those questions that the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, V'da Mashetoshuv Lapikoiris, that you have to have the answers, you have to know the answers, study the answers and know the answers to respond to that type of apikursis, the questions about Hashem that come from Shvira Sakelim. Whereas those questions that come from Cholol Haponui, which are a different type of question completely, those questions, there are no answers right now. And if a person attempts to answer those questions using das, using rationale, sechel, they're going to mess up in a very, very big way. So therefore, Rabbein Ezal tells us over there that regarding those questions, the person needs emunah. Right now, we have to rely totally on emunah. Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Samach Dalet. Ki be'emes. Now, Rav Nosson Zal adds, because the truth is, cholol haponoi biatzmoi hu bechinas emunah. Based on what we explained in the previous shurim, we saw that the cholol haponoi is emunah. We said that the Rav Nosson Zal's take on creation, how he explained the words of the Arizal, that originally there was just the infinite light of Hashem. When we talk about infinite, when we talk about light, usually we're referring to Chochmah, Sechel, Chochmah Sodom Toyer Ponov. So originally, it was just the infinite light, the infinite Sechel of Hashem. When Hashem decided to create worlds and spheroids and everything, the Arizal and the Zohar Kodesh tells us, he had to vacate. He had to constrict the light, constrict the Sechel, and create a vacant space. Vacant of what? Vacant of Sechel. A place that's vacant of Sechel is a place of Emunah. That Cholol Haponi, Rab Nosson Zal had said, another word for that is Emunah. And that's why the Pasuk says, V'chol ma'asehu be'emunah. All of Hashem's creations, be'emunah. The arena, the ballpark in which all of Hashem's creation took place is called Emunah. Another word for Cholol Haponi is Emunah. And it's inside that Emunah that Hashem started pouring light in the form of spheroids and worlds and everything, a light that was contained in kelim and vessels, because the big keli is Emunah. Emunah is synonymous with Malchus, which is keli, it's a vessel, it's a tzimtzum. And it's within that keli called Emunah that Hashem made all the other kelim, the spheroids and the midos, etc., etc. Dahainu, shep. Poine ha-sechel. Chol ha-poni means emuna. Emuna means that a person puts aside his sechel. He removes the sechel. V'loi nishar rak b'chinas emuna kanal. And when the sechel is moved out, what's left? What's left is emuna. V'hovein ma'oid. Rav Nosson Zal says, understand this very well, because in the past 5-6 pages, he took one of the deepest parts of the writings of the Arizal, the story of creation, on a Kabbalistic level, and he interpreted to us via Chassidus, how that applies in terms that we can relate to, and how we could learn a lesson how to conduct our lives, our Yiddishkeit, based on that understanding of what Hashem did when he first created the world.